Can spirits of the deceased return to the living? Let's see what the Bible says. In Ecclesiastes 12:7, we read, "Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it." So the physical body, which is dust, returns to the earth when it dies. The spirit returns to God. To believe the deceased can return to the living at will is to deny God's control over them. Are we to think they simply leave God when they want to visit the living? Ghosts, or spirits of the deceased, have been said to return to the living to advise and rescue family and friends. Real-life accounts have also been told of the ghosts of enemies visiting the living to do them harm. So what are we to think? First, let's read in the 9th chapter of Ecclesiastes. This chapter is clearly speaking of the dead, and we read, "Their love and their hatred and their envy are now perished forever in anything that is done under the sun." Under the sun means in this present world of the living. Neither the love of a relative, nor the hatred and envy of an enemy that a deceased person had can be acted out to help or to harm the living from the hereafter. The Word of God says that love, hatred, and envy perish when the person perishes. So how then do we explain things like people receiving help from a ghost with the appearance of a deceased loved one? Remember that angelic beings, whether holy or evil, have the power of metamorphosis, which means they can adapt their form, or they can adopt the form of a person. This is one of the reasons why the scripture of Hebrews 13:11 warns us to be careful of how we treat strangers, because they might be angels. Also remember that angels can be satanic. Revelation 12:7 speaks of a war in heaven between Lucifer, the devil, and Michael, a holy archangel of God. In that passage we read, "And the dragon and his angels fought back." These are clearly evil angels. And just as holy angels of God can take on the appearance of a person, unholy angelic beings have the same power. They are sometimes referred to as changers. So they definitely can take the appearance of a deceased person. The book of Hebrews tells us holy angels are ministering spirits, meaning they can be dispatched to minister to or aid, dispatched by God, to aid someone in trouble. Let's also not forget, the Bible says Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. That's in 2 Corinthians 11th chapter. This means Satan can appear to be good, but why would he ever want to do that? To deceive, of course. What's important to remember is that no deceased person can help or harm you from beyond the grave, as the 9th chapter of Ecclesiastes teaches us. That's all for today, listeners of Manna Minutes, the podcast by heavenlymanna.net that offers you a short but complete Bible lesson in less than 5 minutes.